Do you love to me sing? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Friday, March 20th, 2026, and we just heard Do Kyung-soo with Sing Along. Now, if you've ever belted out a song in the shower and felt a little better afterward, science suggests you might actually be doing your immune system a favor. Now, researchers have found that singing for just 1 hour can boost certain antibodies in the body by up to 240%. The key player here is something called secretory immunoglobulin A. It's an antibody that helps protect the mouth, throat, and digestive system from viruses and bacteria. In the study, people who spent an hour singing showed a dramatic rise in this immune defender, and at the same time, the levels of cortisol, the leading stress hormone, actually went down. So, essentially, singing appeared to boost immunity while lowering stress. The best part? The researchers say you don't need to be a pro K-pop idol. In other words, there's no need to worry about getting professional training or having perfect pitch and rhythm, y'all. Just the act of singing itself, whether it's in a choir, in the car, or loudly and confidently in the shower, can help trigger your body's immune response. So next time someone tells you to keep it down, you can politely explain that you're not being loud. You're just working on your immune system. There you go. So we got the perfect song for y'all right now to get your immune system going. It's called Get Loud by Kiss of Life. Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for our listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And we got more songs for you guys right now. First up, Only You, 그대만이 by Punch. And then Paint on Spring, 봄 그리고 너 by Martin Smith. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. This is when you tell your boss, shut your mouth because I'm taking a break from work because I need to listen to Brian Ju talk about something interesting. And you get to sip on a coffee or a tea of choice to relax and unwind and forget about all the worries of the day because we got something interesting for you guys right now. Now, speaking of singing, remember legendary K-pop star Kim Hwan-sun? Love that sambenim. Now, she's celebrating a major career milestone, but not with a concert. Instead, with a paintbrush, celebrating the 40th anniversary of her debut. The singer recently opened her first solo art exhibition in New York. The exhibition titled Icon on Demand is currently running at the Tenri Cultural Institute from March 31st. And the title is pretty clever. It references Kim's past as a pop star whose image was shaped by public demand while also reflecting her decision to take control of that image as a visual artist. Now the exhibition features paintings, paintings exploring the idea of a celebrity and identity. Now, several works show fragmented faces and masked figures, hinting at the emotional pressure that can come from living constantly in the spotlight. Now, long before the global K-pop boom, Kim Won-sung was already a huge force in Korean pop culture. In the late 1980s and early 1990s, she became famous for her dance-driven performances and powerful stage presence, earning the nickname the Madonna of Korea. Now, four decades after her debut, she's showing fans and art audiences a completely different side of her creativity. So, after years of performing on stage, she's stepping into a new spotlight, this time on gallery walls. So, let's think about that, and maybe if you have time and you're in the New York area, go check out the exhibition. But for now, we got a song by this beautiful icon, Ms. Kim Won-sung with 피에로 Smiling at Us. 피에로는 우릴 보고 웃지. Lights, camera, action, baby. I see you looking at my PIC. Welcome to Lights, Camera, Action. Niall Song is here in the studio to tell us about a K-drama or film and her pick of related songs. Welcome to the studio, Niall. And thank you, by the way, for telling me a fun story just now before y'all got in listening to our show. Welcome, Niall.
Hello. I was just telling Brian about...
Yes, her aunt.
My aunt, who yes. is now a fan of Brian because I work with him now, and that's how it works, right?
A fan of, not me, apparently a guy named Ryan.
But now she's confused because she said, Brian won first place. I'm like, congrats, Brian. Mm. What did he win? And she's like, oh, yeah, it was like some singing show. I'm like, what kind of singing? She's like,
yes, I've been on a singing show, apparently.
On a trot singing show. I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not him. And she's like, no, but his name is Ryan, right? I was like, yeah, Brian.
So, a lot of Koreans do think my name is Ryan, last name Boo.
Yeah.
Some Koreans
there
think
are
that.
Last name yeah. Boo. Boo Shi.
Yeah, but
you know?
Boo.
Boo Ryan.
Yes.
So yeah, clearly, she got confused with a man named Ryan. And I guess congratulations on his new singing career. But yes, Brian is here with us today and unfortunately did not
Ryan
win.
Ryan is not here with us today.
Ryan is not, but Brian did not win a trot competition.
No, I've never stepped foot on a trot stage. And speaking of, is this Ryan guy from the States or Canada? Or
I have no idea, but you know what? I'll look him up afterwards.
Okay. Or he could be one of those like Korean singers where they just choose an English name.
That is true. That yes. is true. Lots of people who have never stepped foot outside of Korea have English names because... Yes. They give them to you at English academies,
and
too.
And that also is a trick to me because sometimes I'll be, like back in my early years, they'll have an English name, so I'll just walk up to them and I'm like, oh, 어디, 미국, 호주,
yeah.
Europe? Like, oh, 저 영어 못해요. I'm like, why you have an English name if you can't speak English, man?
Man, I think that's like kind of the first impression when somebody says, such names like Brian or like Sean, you would think they speak English. Sean is such a, like, I speak English kind of name.
Could you imagine if it was the opposite? Going to the States and all of a sudden you see some white dude. You're like, yo, what's up? It's like, hey, what's up? What's your name? Oh, to Minu. I'm Minu. Oh, you have a Korean name so you can speak Korean? No. Why the heck do you have a Korean name?
You know what?
We don't do that.
So nowadays the trend is to name your kids something that is Korean but also sounds similar to English too, you know? Like
you can phonetically say it, you mean.
Yeah, phonetically.
Like and, Minu.
Yeah, Minu. Or like Gino. Even something that kind of goes hand in hand like Gia, Gia.
Or Hannah.
Hannah. And I mean, my son's name is Theo. It's like Teo.
That's kind of different.
Teo, yeah. Anyway,
Teo doesn't have a TH sound.
It doesn't, but I got them to approve TH for the passport, so who wins? I win.
This is not a competition.
Sometimes life does feel like a competition, and I want to win, and I'm all about just the efficiency of it. And I think a lot of younger generation people, you know, they
always
want
to win.
They also agree, and they're all about practicality. What am I gaining out of this? And that's kind of how they think about dating, too, which that was the biggest segue into, like, big roundabout.
Do you have to win in relationships?
Yes.
You have to?
Well, I mean, I won because I got married. Yes, that's... In theory, yes, I won. But
did you win or did you not win?
I think I definitely won.
Are you sure?
I think
so. With the person
so.
You're with?
With the paper, with the things that I've written down on paper, I win. And I think a lot of
Ooh,
young people...
you got that prenup.
That's not what I meant. We both had zero when we got married. But I think younger people think about these things, you know, like who's winning, who's going to gain more out of these relationships. Is it a practical relationship? Is it going to take a lot more out of my personal life? And so I'm kind of part of that generation. I understand it, the whole apps, speed dating kind of thing, and people just meeting in random groups to really make that efficiency go high when you're meeting someone for the first time.
That is true. You already have your partner for life while other people are in these apps. And to be honest, sometimes I'm afraid, like, you're on an app, you're talking to somebody behind a screen.
Yeah.
For all you know, they could have just got out of jail and they could be lying.
Guys, I've been on apps too. Yeah. You never know. There are so many weirdos out there. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, people say it's efficient. You can meet more people. But in other ways, maybe you're not meeting quality people. But anyway, today's topic or drama is about efficiency in young people who are unwed. And it's called 미혼 남녀의 효율적 만남.
That's the title. That's a long title, y'all.
In English, it's The Practical Guide to Love.
That's still long for a
title. It's still pretty long. It's currently on JTBC, and the first episode aired on the 28th of February.
Okay.
And it's available on the T streaming site and also D Plus in
Pisces.
Japan. Yes. And it's actually based on a webtoon by writer Tara. And it explores that modern dynamic of dating, reality of unmarried adults, and maybe love alone is not enough. You need to have, practicality and all the timings of things to be lined up. But anyway, it follows this 33-year-old office worker who's played by Han Ji-min, and she navigates this pressure to, hey, get married already, but also, like, is this really it? Am I settling for something? So yeah, practical compatibility versus romantic excitement. So, yeah, that's what the drama's about today.
Do you think you're practical and you're compatible with your husband?
Dude, I was super... I had a list of things, and on the first day, I interviewed them. Like, it was... I was like, hey, so how's this? How's this? How's this? How's this? Yeah.
Did he do the same to you, though?
Yeah, he did. And we could talk about it in a bit. It's a pretty interesting list of questions, actually.
All right, we have a big list to, cover. But before that, we got a song for y'all. So what's the relationship with today's music?
Well, people oftentimes, when they meet somebody, they look for that something, and it's the spark. So this is called Spark.
By Taeyeon. That was Taeyeon with Spark. And of course, we might have gotten it on the camera, but of course, our producer might edit that out. I said something and made Naya laugh a little bit.
She chuckled. There's so many things that Brian says that's like when the cameras go off that we probably can't stay on air because of...
Actually, we can stay on air if it wasn't
Maybe there's younger
KBS.
Children. Oh, that's true. Maybe there's younger
if
children
If I was on
listening.
Any other network, they would have said that. Yeah, I've said a lot of things that...
I mean, if it was on the tube, it'd be one thing.
Oh, if it was on my channel, yo, I'd say some stuff that, yo, could be inappropriate to the younger generation, but... You know what? Eventually, the young people become my age anyway, so
that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Brian really dances on that thin line between KBS appropriate and everything else appropriate.
Yeah. As long, I say this to myself, as long as it's not like a demonic, I'm going to burn you and hang your
We've
body.
We've gone pretty close there, Brian.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to burn somebody's body and hang them at the cross, so you know what I'm saying?
That's good to hear. Yeah. It's a good... we're still here at KBS where we are friendly towards younger listeners who may not be of full age yet either.
Yes, and KBS, I'm changing the letters to Korea Brian Show.
Oh, Korea Brian Show. Okay,
yes.
So Korea Brian Show, listen up, because today's show that I brought about 미혼 남녀의 효율적 만남. Again, very long title. It's about a 33-year-old girl named Lee Eui-young, and she kind of believes that relationships should be efficient and practical, as we mentioned before, that young people believe nowadays. And she's a senior buyer in the purchasing team at the luxury The Hills Hotel. This is the name of the hotel she works at. Clearly very expensive hotel and very successful, and she's competent in her career. But because she's so focused on work and she reached her 30s without a romantic partner, everyone's like, so when you're getting married? And so she starts going on
the story
blind
of
dates.
My life.
People still ask you, like, so when you're getting married, Brian?
Oh my gosh. If I could tell you what happened recently, I'll tell you. It's a long story, but Yeah, we're talking about The Hills.
Okay, The Hills. Yeah. Back to The Hills. So yeah. This girl starts going on blind dates to find genuine love. And she meets this guy. His name is Hong Tae-seok. And he has the stable and what you would call the correct answer type man. Like, he's like, go for him. Great, great option. Go for him. He's a CEO of a woodworking studio. And he's kind of this calm, chill guy. And like a stronger inner character, very disciplined. And he started working on the woodworking studio with his friend Eun-ho after graduating from university. So started going up, you know, up his building his career in a stable way. And the dreams of meeting he has dreams of meeting someone who wants to also form a family and have, like, I guess, quote unquote, a traditional marriage in that sense. But then another man enters the picture, because what's a K-drama without a love triangle, right?
Okay.
And then this guy, of course, is the counter opposite of stability. He has passion. He's a younger actor and he's bold, straightforward. But, you know, theater actors and always having to work part-time jobs, especially at nighttime. So he has theater seasons, and then he survives the various part-time jobs during the off-season. And when he meets Lee Yoo-young, the main character, he goes to this blind place, a blind date in place of a friend that he knows. But eventually, because he starts working part-time at a cafe in front of her office, and this was intentional, so he could kind of be closer to her. He's a lot more straightforward, more passionate kind of guy. I will get work. I will find a cafe in front of where you worked just to be near you, kind of romantic guy, right? So she's kind of debating between the two, like, which one is right. And this kind of format of drama and movie is pretty common. It's like a classic format for a rom-com. I think recently the American movie The Materialist, that one is kind of similar to this one as well.
That was boring.
Yeah. So, but it's that same dilemma. We're always wondering, should we go for the guy who, you know, I can see building my life with because it's stable versus that spark? Which one is it? So you kind of go through her journey of who she decides to go with in the end. But you know what? Does it end the classic way, the passion? Or does it, you know, is there a different message?
You know, in life, though, you kind of need a good mix of both.
You do. Absolutely.
Stability is very important.
Yep.
But you want, when you're done with work,
yeah,
you want to know that, oh, I'm going to go home and see my partner.
Yeah.
The love of my life. Not, at least they make money. At least they make an income. You don't want the at least that idea in your head and go home to it.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. You know, my aunt actually quoted basically the exact same thing. She said, yeah, but imagine that your husband is like a son, but he also makes money. How nice.
That just made everything worse.
Yeah, it's like, wow. Like, isn't
that great? No, I don't want to imagine my partner to be a son or daughter. Yeah.
But they also make money. So great. Like, a plus for you. And I'm like, I don't think that's the standard. I want to pick someone.
Yeah, I think you should stop hanging out with your aunt.
My aunt is so great. I'm going to start watching those trot shows with her now. Because it's sometimes accidental. Just like love, you fall into it accidentally. Yeah. But it grows on you.
But
sometimes.
Some accidental love relationships, you realize, oh my gosh, I really like this person.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't what you were looking for, but maybe it's what you needed. Maybe what we needed was Ryan.
Maybe what we needed was accidental love. Ooh, that sounds like a rom-com title.
That sounds like a song title.
Oh.
But that's not the song I have.
That's not the song we have, but that might be a song I should write for somebody.
Ooh, accidental love.
Yes, accidental love. But right now, we're going to accidentally get into two songs that are related to today's drama, right?
Right.
I was about to say, movie.
Yes. Drama, and their soundtracks from the drama. And good luck pronouncing their names. I know their Korean names, Park Hae-won and Yoon Ma-chi.
My thing is, I'm looking at their English name. Why do they have a total different English name to Korean names?
So I was telling Brian, good luck pronouncing their name, but their Korean name is Park Hae-won and Yoon Ma-chi.
It's Hin, and it's called Don't Stop, 멈추지 마요. And then Yoon Ma-chi looks like merch. But it is Yoon Ma-chi with I Feel Special. All right, we just heard merch of the Korean name, Yoon Ma-chi with I Feel Special. And we're back listening to Niall speak about this new K-drama that's still out right now, started on February 28th. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't watched it, go check it out. So now, we are talking about practicality and, of course, love, the spark. Does it exist? Does it really matter to anybody? I don't know about me, though. Like, I feel like I need a little mix of both. What about you?
I mean, I think that's fair. It's definitely fair. When I was younger, it's funny when I tell this story because when I was younger, I mean like in my teenage years and early 20s because I got married fairly young. But I thought spark is everything. If you don't like that person, then what? You know? And then when you do get into a relationship with someone and like, oh, they're so handsome and they're so this and that.
Is that how you felt about your husband?
About my husband,
you know what? Yeah,
he's a good looking man. He really is.
And he gets scared easily too. I love those videos.
Yes, my husband is a good looking man, but actually his face. No one believes me, but his face was not a big factor for me. But that practicality, like I mentioned earlier, I did a whole interview on our first date, which we didn't even establish it was a date. I sat down and I was like, "Did you have a happy childhood?"
Whoa, with that serious look on your face?
I did. So, how was your childhood? And he was like, I just came out for brunch, man. Like, and I was like,
I would walk away from you.
How's your relationship with your parents? Like, you have a happy family? And he was like, I guess so. I think so. And I'm like, how do you feel when somebody has psychological issues about getting help? Like, you know, whether it be depression. And he was like, wow, these are some intense questions.
I
was like,
on the first date?
It wasn't an entire date yet. It was like an investigation in a way. And I was like,
well, I mean, I would say that the word date doesn't have to mean like, oh, a proper like going away, I'm going to be your boyfriend, girlfriend date.
In that case,
it's
yes, it was a meetup. And I was like, also, do you, when you get angry, what kind of, do you ever throw things or have you ever hit someone?
But you know. People lie on the first date.
No, but so people don't expect questions like this, right? So, I don't know.
Ask me that question. Do you throw, you think I'm going to be like, oh,
Brian,
yeah.
Have you ever slapped somebody in the face?
Oh, yeah, all the time. If they piss me off, I'm going to slap.
No, that's
the thing.
Answer.
No one's going to do that.
But you can tell by how their eyes are so shocked when you ask that question.
Oh, so now you're a lie protector, like, test.
So
wow.
I try to dig through that a little
CIA
bit.
CIA over here.
Because it's important, guys. Uh-huh. Mental health is important. And so
I
asked that question and all of my list of important questions. And then I guess he thought, okay, I should ask my questions too. So practicality for him. And, you know, things have to, like, good chemistry is important. He's like, do you like Japanese anime? I was like, ooh.
Whoa. So you went with the serious questions. And he went
for
like
the hobbies.
It was
serious for him, Brian.
That was like the hobbies.
This was a deal breaker question for him. I was like, no. And he was like, do you speak any Japanese? I was like, no. Like, do you ever want to live in Japan? These are the first three questions. And I was like, I don't. They may be practical questions for him, but in my mind, I'm like, this should have been a little bit of a red flag. I'm like, are you otaku or what they call them? Weeaboos?
I don't know what that is.
Like people who are really into like Japanese anime and
that's
Japanese.
Weeaboo?
Weeaboo, otaku.
Or I'm a boo. Hoodaboo.
Or his boo. Anyway, so
that's
yes.
Why you're like, boo! You
boo!
Scare him, right? Yeah,
or I cry. But in any case, in my defense, these were the practical things that I thought were important. And I guess his thing was more spark. Like, okay, like, are we going to have more fun?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm also curious about your food.
My food, you know what? Pretty good, actually. Like, just for
similar?
The most part, we like all. His thing is, you know, he's so American. He likes organic everything.
That's not he's American. Like,
I feel like it's a very Californian thing.
Nowadays, maybe American. Growing up in America, no parent would get organic food. We would eat like dirt in the freaking.
So he's fine with sort of like spices or, you know, like Mexican, grew up eating Mexican food and things like that. So we're all good on the diversity aspect, but it just has to be good quality food. I don't care. I can eat things like if it fell on the floor.
Yeah. I feel like if you just eat organic all your life, it's like your immune system gets weaker.
It's true. I've taken him to Africa before and he got so sick. I'm fine. You need some germs in your life to be healthy. These are practical things you should weigh out when you're, you know, deciding on a life partner. So,
yeah, like for me, when I was younger, I wasn't as organized and neat as I am now. Mm. You know, I surrounded myself with dirty friends and hung out and ran through the forest and played cops and robbers.
Thank
and
you
army
to the dirty
the
friends for keeping, I guess, making his immune system.
Even now, I have. You know,
dirty
some
friends.
Somewhat not clean-looking friends and work.
Yeah, I bring
around.
Germs in my hands so Brian can get his fair share for the week, so he can stay healthy.
Yes, you know, people look out for me that way. But all jokes aside, we are talking about this drama. Mm. And of course, if you guys have a chance, definitely check it out. But for now, we got to check out the music.
Mm.
And we are going to wrap up this segment with our last song from this film. And what is the song?
So we were talking about spark or practicality. There's really no right answer. There's got to be some sort of ratio to it. But we don't really know when it comes to love. So here's a song by Twice,
yes,
questioning what it is.
Which is my question about it all the time. What is love? By Twice. And don't get forced into love, but figure out. Figure it out. Figure out what love is to you. And then make the choice. Practicality versus spark. And Niall, we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. And thank you for tuning in and taking us out. I had to clear my throat because I'm so excited, y'all, for all your armies out there. We have a brand new song by Bangtan Sonyeondan, Mr. BTS, with a song called Swim, a brand new song, taking us out. I'm excited. And our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection. Don't disconnect because we got to check out the song. Swim.